So far, we've looked at two topics under Millerite theology.
Do sada smo pokrili dve teme povezane sa Millerovom teologijom.
The first was Millerite hermeneutics.
Prva je bila Millerova hermeneutika.
And the second is Millerite eschatology.
A druga je Millerova eschatologija.
We must now take a look at a third topic.
Mi sada treba da razmotrimo treću temu.
Millerite understanding of the first and second angels' messages of Revelation 14.
Millerovo razumevanje prve i druge anđelske vesti iz Otkrivenja 14.
Miller saw Revelation 14 verses 6 and 7.
Miller je smatrao tekst u Otkrivenju 14, 6 i 7
as very closely tied to the parable of the ten virgins.
Kao tekst koji je veoma usko povezan sa tekstom koji govori o 10 devojaka.
In other words, the first angel and the midnight cry,
drugim rečima, prvi anđeo i ponoćni poklič,
would be giving the same message.
Objavljuju istu poruku.
In fact, the midnight cry of Matthew 25,
u stvari ponoćni poklič iz Mateja 25,
was often identified with the loud voice of the angel.
Je vrlo često identificiran sa onim velikim glasom anđela.
Of the first angel of Revelation 14 verses 6 and 7.
Prvog anđela iz Otkrivenja 14:6.
And I quote that passage.
A ja mogu da citiram taj tekst.
And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven.
I vidih drugog anđela kako leti posred neba.
Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth.
Ko imaše večno evanđelje da objavi celome svetu.
And to every nation and kindred.
Svakom narodu i plemenu.
And tongue and people.
I kolenu i jeziku.
Saying with a loud voice.
To je dakle isto što i glasna vika.
Fear God.
Bojte se Boga.
And give glory to him.
I podajte mu slavu.
For the hour of his judgment is come.
Jer dođe čas suda njegova.
And worship him that made heaven and earth.
I poklonite se onome koji je stvorio nebo i zemlju.
And the sea.
I more.
And the fountains of waters.
I izvore vodene.
Miller believed.
Miller je verovao.
That he was living in the time.
Da živi u vreme.
When the angel having the everlasting gospel to preach.
Kada je anđeo koji je imao večno evanđelje koje je trebalo da propovedi.
Is flying through the midst of heaven.
Leti posred neba.
And God by his Holy Spirit.
I Bog svojim svetim duhom.
Is accomplishing his last great work on earth.
Dovršava svoje posljednje veliko delo na zemlji.
So Miller believed that he was living in the time of the first angel.
Prema tome Miller je vjerovao da živi u vrijeme prvog anđela.
He identified the first angel's message of Revelation 14.
On je identifikovao poruku prvog anđela iz Otkrivenja 14
with the spreading of the gospel.
Sa širenjem evanđelja.
So that those who hear and believe.
Tako da oni koji ga čuju i poveruju
may and will be harvested.
Mogu i bit će požnjeveni.
For eternal life.
Za večni život.
By 1842.
Tamo negde 1842. godine.
Many were interpreting the phrase the hour of his judgment has come.
Mnogi su tumačili onaj izraz jer dođe čas suda njegova.
As referring to the day of judgment.
Da se odnosi na dan suda.
Thus eventually,
i tako na kraju krajeva,
the message of the first angel of Revelation 14,
poruka prvog anđela iz Otkrivenja 14,
was historicized,
je bila stavljena u istorijski kontekst,
and considered as a symbolic representation,
i proglašena simboličkim predstavom,
of the Millerite mission experience.
Millerove misionarske ke delatnosti njegovog iskustva.
The preaching of the day of judgment.
propovedanje dana suda
came to be recognized as evidence of the midnight cry.
Na neki način je izjednačavano sa vremenom objavljivanja glasne vike.
And so Millerite theology,
i prema tome Millerova teologija,
will equate these three great passages,
na neki način je izjednačavala ova tri velika teksta,
the cleansing of the sanctuary,
čišćenje svetinje,
as the second coming,
to je drugi dolazak,
the marriage of Matthew 25,
svadba iz Mateja 25,
as the second coming,
to je drugi dolazak,
and the hour of God's judgment,
i čas suda njegova,
of the first angel,
kao poruka prvog anđela,
as the second coming,
također je drugi dolazak.
All three texts focusing in on that event.
Dakle, sva tri teksta se usredsređuju na ovaj jedan događaj.
So the Millerites came to believe that they were preaching the first angel's message.
I tako su Milleriti došli do zaključka da oni u stvari objavljuju vest prvog anđela.
And that the loud cry of the first angel was the midnight cry of the
I da, glasna vika prvog anđela u stvari ponoćni poklič iz priče.
There was one message to the cry.
Bila je jedna poruka u tom, u toj glasnoj vici.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Evo ženika gdje ide.
The hour of God's judgment is come.
Jer dođe čas suda njegova.
And he will cleanse his sanctuary.
I on će očistiti svoju svetinju.
All three interpreted in terms of the second advent of Christ.
Sva tri ove rečenice tumačene su kao simbolički prikaz Hristovog drugog dolaska.
That brings us to the second angel.
A to nas sada dovodi do razmatranja poruke drugog anđela.
And before we come to the second angel, maybe I need to give just a little lesson in history here.
Ali pre nego što obratimo pažnju na poruku drugog anđela, mislim da bi dobro bilo da vam dam neke informacije što se tiče istorije.
There were four great Millerite leaders.
Bila su četiri velika pionira u Millerovom pokretu.
One was William Miller.
Jedan je bio William Miller.
A second was Joshua.
Drugi je bio Joshua Himes.
Himes was probably the greatest public relations expert of his period.
Joshua Himes je bio najveći stručnjak za public relations u svom vremenu.
He was a genius.
On je bio genije na tom području.
That spread Miller's message literally around the world.
I on je doprineo da se Millerova poruka doslovno pročuje po celom svetu.
This man, Millerism would never have become a major movement without Himes.
Bez Joshua Himesa Millerov pokret nikad ne bi postao tako poznat i tako proširen.
Then Josiah Litch.
Zatim Josiah Litch.
Probably the most refined scholar among the
Millerites. Možda jedan od najprefinjenijih teologa toga pokreta.
And then Charles Fitch.
A zatim Charles Fitch.
Fitch was a very sincere man.
Fitch je bio veoma pošten čovjek.
Very willing to accept the evidence wherever it might lead.
On je bio spreman da prihvati dokaze bez obzira na šta upućuju.
Fitch will be the only one of the leaders to die before the great disappointment.
Fitch je bio jedini od ovih velikih pionira ovog pokreta koji je umro pre velikog razočaranja.
In late September he was baptizing late September of 1844.
Negde tamo u drugom delu septembra 44. godine
he was baptizing people in a very very cold lake when it was
krštavao je ljude u veoma hladnim vodama jezera.
And on the way home, he found more people that wanted to be baptized.
Kad se vraćao kući, pronašao još neke ljude koji su želeli da se krste.
And still in this freezing wind, in his wet clothes, he went back to the lake and baptized more.
I na tom oštrom, hladnom vetru, mokre odeće, vratio se natrag u jezero da i njih krsti.
And on the way home, more people asked him to go back and baptize.
Kad je ponovo krenuo kući, još ljudi ga je zamolilo da ih krsti.
That happened three times.
To se dogodilo tri puta.
And he would catch probably pneumonia and never recover.
I on je izgleda dobio upalu pluća i nikada se nije oporavio.
And so Fitch dies before the second before the great disappointment.
Prema tome Fitch je umro pre velikog razočaranja.
About two or three weeks before.
Negde dve, tri sedmice pre toga.
To show that this was a very diverse group of people.
Da bismo pokazali da je ovo bila veoma raznorodna grupa ljudi.
Miller was a Baptist.
Miller je bio baptist.
Himes belonged to the Christian connection.
Himes je pripadao hrišćanskom vezi, Christian connection.
Litch was a Methodist.
Litch je bio metodista.
And Fitch was a Presbyterian.
A Fitch presbiterijanac.
So you see the Millerites came from all Protestant.
Kao što vidite, Milleriti su poticali iz svih vodećih smerova protestantizma.
There will only be one Sabbatarian who was an important Millerite leader.
A samo jedan poštolac subote spada među važne starešine Millerovog pokreta.
But he's not one of the most important.
Ali ne spada u najvažnije.
And that's Joseph Bates.
A to je Joseph Bates.
Bates will be the chairman of one of their Millerite General Conference sessions.
On je predsedavao jednoj od generalnih konferencija Millerovog pokreta.
And be a fairly important man in the movement.
I bio je prilično važan čovjek u tom pokretu.
That brings me back to the second angel's message.
Ali to me vraća ponovo na drugu anđelsku vest.
The second angel's message will be developed by Charles Fitch.
Drugu anđelsku vest razvio je Charles Fitch.
He began to proclaim the fall of Babylon.
On je počeo da objavljuje pad Vavilona.
In the summer of 1843.
U leto 1843.
On July 26th of that year,
a 26. jula te iste godine,
he published a very important sermon.
On je objavio veoma značajnu propoved
that I will put in the package that I send to the library,
koju ću vam staviti u paket koji ću poslati u knjižnicu.
It was called "Come out of her, my people."
A naslov je bio "Izađite iz nje, narode moj."
Published first as an article.
Prvo je ova propoved objavljena kao članak,
as then as a pamphlet.
A zatim kao pamflet.
He will build his argument on two texts.
On gradi svoju propoved na dva teksta.
Revelation 14:8.
Otkrivenje 14:8.
The second angel's message.
A to je druga anđelska vest.
And Revelation 18:1-4.
I otkrivenje 18:1-4.
Both of them talk about the fall of Babylon.
Oba ova teksta govore o padu Vavilona.
Now, up through the early summer of 1842,
dakle sve do leta negde 42. godine,
Millerites were in general harmony with other Protestants.
Milleriti su se nalazili u opštoj saglasnosti sa ostalim smerovima protestantizma.
That Babylon was the Roman Catholic Church.
Da je Vavilon u stvari simbol rimokatoličke crkve.
That interpretation had been in place ever since the classical reformation of the 16th century.
Ovo tumačenje, kao što znate, nalazi se u opticaju još od Luterove reformacije u 16. veku.
But something began to happen.
Ali nešto je počelo da se zbiva.
As the Millerites began to get close to what they called the year of the end.
Kada su Milleriti počeli da se približavaju onoj godini koju su oni proglašavali godinom kraja.
It's easy to understand the problem.
Lako je razumeti problem s kojim su se suočavali.
It's one thing to say that Jesus is going to be coming in a few years.
Jedna je stvar kad kažete da će Isus doći za nekoliko godina.
Quite another thing to say he's going to be coming in a few days.
A sasvim je nešto drugo kad kažete da će doći za nekoliko dana.
And so there began to become conflict in the churches.
I tako je počelo da dolazi do sukobljavanja u crkvama.
Millerites would say to their preacher, "How come you're not preaching what you should be preaching?"
Milleriti su počeli da govore svojim propovednicima kako da vi ne propovedate ono što bi trebalo da se sada propoveda.
And those preachers who were Millerites sometimes got criticism from their congregations.
A oni propovednici koji su pripadali Millerovom pokretu bili su izloženi kritici od strane svojih vernika koji nisu pripadali.
And so as they approached the year of the end of the world, Millerites began to be expelled from their denominations.
I tako kada se približila godina koju su Milleriti proglasili završnom godinom, njih su njihove crkve počele da isključuju iz svojih redova.
Remember that up to this time the Millerites still belonged to their old churches.
A imajte na umu da sve do tog vremena Milleriti su i dalje pripadali svojim prvobitnim crkvama.
Now they were being excommunicated.
Ali sada su počeli da ih isključuju.
And Millerite ministers were losing their jobs.
A Milleritski propovednici počeli su da gube svoje radno mesto.
Why?
Zašto?
Because they were preaching what they believed to be the central Bible doctrine.
Zato što su propovedali ono što su oni sami proglašavali za centralnu biblijsku doktrinu.
The second coming of Christ.
Naime, drugi Hristov dolazak.
They were being persecuted.
Osećali su se pod udarom progonstva.
For teaching the second advent.
Zato što su govorili o drugom dolasku.
As a result.
I kao posledica.
Fitch increased the interpretation of Babylon.
Fitch je proširio tumačenje Vavilona
to include Protestants.
Da bi uključio u njega i protestantizam.
Especially those Protestants that were against the second coming of Christ.
A posebno one protestantske smerove koji su se protivili učenju o drugom dolasku Isusa Hrista.
In the first section of his sermon,
trećem delu svoje propovedi,
Fitch identified Babylon as Antichrist.
Fitch identificira Vavilon kao Antihrist.
And then he then explained,
i onda objašnjava,
that anyone who opposed the personal reign of Jesus Christ over the world,
i kaže ovako, svaki onaj koji
that Antichrist,
da je Antihrist,
included both Roman Catholics,
u njega je uključena i Rimokatolička crkva,
and those Protestants who rejected the soon coming of Christ.
I oni protestanti koji odbacuju nauku o skorom dolasku Isusa Hrista.
And so Fitch will make a major new interpretation on the identity of Babylon.
I prema tome Fitch daje ovo novo tumačenje identiteta Vavilona.
And I quote from Fitch.
I evo ja citiram Fitcha.
To come out of Babylon,
da izađemo iz Vavilona,
is to be converted to the true scriptural doctrine.
To znači obratiti se pravim biblijskim doktrinama.
Of the personal coming of the kingdom of Christ.
O ličnom dolasku Hristovog carstva.
If you are a Christian,
ako ste hrišćanin,
come out of Babylon.
Izađite iz Vavilona.
If you intend to be found a Christian when Christ appears.
Ako nameravate da budete pronađeni kao hrišćani kada Hristos bude došao,
come out of Babylon.
Izađite iz Vavilona.
And come out now.
Izađite sada.
His final appeal?
Njegov konačni poziv.
Come out of Babylon or perish.
Izađite iz Vavilona ili propadnite.
Thus Fitch provided the Millerites
na taj način Fitch je dao Milleritima
with a theological rationale for separation from the churches.
Teološko opravdanje odvajanja od crkava.
Before the close of probation.
Pre kraja vremena milosti.
The call was to separate from those churches.
Poziv je upućen dakle da se odvoje od onih crkava
that had rejected the midnight cry.
Koje su odbacile ponoćni poklič.
and the judgment hour message.
I poruku o vremenu suda.
Now I should note.
A sada bi trebalo da zapazimo.
That not all the Millerite leaders supported Fitch's interpretation.
Da nisu svi pioniri Millerovog pokreta podržali Fitchovo tumačenje.
Only in the summer of 1844 when Himes and Litch finally accept that interpretation.
Tek u leto 43. godine prihvatili su Joshua Himes i Joseph Litch ovo tumačenje.
And Miller never did feel comfortable with it.
A Miller sam nikad nije bio zadovoljan njime.
He did not want separation.
On nije želeo to odvajanje.
And so Fitch had come up with a new interpretation of the second angel.
I tako je Fitch se pojavio sa novim tumačenjem poruke drugog anđela.
And Babylon.
I Babilona.
That would find a wide response among the lay people.
A koje je naišlo na široki odaziv među vernicima.
But not so much among the leaders of the movement.
Ali ne toliko među vođama pokreta.
At this point we'll take a 10 minute break.
A sada počinjemo ponovo.
So far we've looked at two topics under Millerism.
Do sada smo proučavali dve teme u okviru Millerizma.
Miller's hermeneutic.
Millerovu hermeneutiku.
And his approach to eschatology.
I njegov pristup eskatologiji.
We are now looking at a third topic under Millerite theology.
A sada ćemo se baviti trećom temom u okviru Millerove teologije.
And that will be Millerite understandings of the first and second angel's message.
A to je Millerovo shvatanje prve i druge anđelske vesti.
We saw that Miller interpreted the first angel's message.
Mi smo videli da je Miller tumačio prvu anđelsku vest.
The hour of God's judgment has come.
Jer dođe čas suda njegova.
As an executive judgment.
Kao izvršni sud.
As the second coming of Christ.
Kao drugi dolazak Isusa Hrista.
And thus he equated it with the cleansing of the sanctuary.
I da je to izjednačio i sa čišćenjem svetilišta.
And the coming of the bridegroom to the marriage
feast. I dolazak ženika na svadbu.
We noted also.
Mi smo također zapazili.
That Charles Fitch.
Da je Charles Fitch.
Popularized the understanding of the second angel's message.
Proširio shvatanje druge anđelske vesti.
In which Babylon will include not only Roman Catholics.
U kojem u Babilon ubraja ne samo rimokatolike.
But also Protestants who are aggressively against the teaching of the second coming of Jesus.
Već i protestante koji su, kako da kaže, agresivno protiv učenja o drugom Hristovom dolasku.
And that understanding would be widely accepted among the laity.
Videli smo da su vernici, pripadnici pokreta, naširoko prihvatili ovo tumačenje.
And the general Millerite ministers.
Ali uopšteno govoreći propovednici okviru pokreta,
but would not be widely accepted by the more conservative leadership of the movement.
Nisu ga prihvatili ukoliko se radilo o konzervativnim pripadnicima ovoga sloja.
Himes and Litch, for example, would not accept it until the summer of 1844.
Na primjer, Himes and Litch nisu prihvatili ovo tumačenje sve do leta 43.
And Miller was very upset with the second angel's message.
A Miller je bio veoma uznemiren ovim tumačenjem druge anđelske vesti.
He said it's the message that's causing the problem.
On kaže, ta poruka izaziva probleme.
Well, not really.
A u stvari nije tako.
Was the preaching of the advent that was causing the problem.
Ne, propovedanje drugog Hristovog dolaska je izazivalo problem.
And the closer they got to the advent, the more troublesome it was in the churches.
I što su se više približavali ovom događaju, to je više teškoća se javljalo u crkvama.
And so the reaction was to expel the Millerites.
I tako reakcija crkava je bila isključenje Millerita iz njihove sredine.
And that was a very widespread movement.
I to je bio veoma široko proširen pokret.
Those who have read Ellen White's autobiographical statements,
oni koji su čitali autobiografiju koju je napisala Ellen White,
recognized that the Harmon family was expelled from the Methodist Church.
Mogli su da vide da je i porodica Harmon bila isključena iz metodističke crkve.
Well, now we come to the first disappointment.
I sada dolazimo do prvog razočaranja.
What might be called the spring disappointment of the Millerites.
Moglo bi se to nazvati proličnim razočaranjem Millerita.
You will remember that Miller at first did not want to give any specific year for the end of the world.
Vi se sećate da Miller iz početka nije hteo da da čak ni određenu godinu Hristovog dolaska.
All he wanted to say was about the year 1843.
Sve na što on bio spreman je bilo da kaže negde oko 43.
But in January of 1843 he finally published some more exact dates.
A međutim, negde u januaru mjesecu 43. godine on je objavio neke tačnije datume.
Between March 21,
1843. To je mart 21. 43.
And March 21,
1844. Do marta 21. 44. godine.
But Miller's year of the end,
ali Millerova godina kraja
went by.
Prošla je.
March 21, 1844 came.
Došao je mart 21. 44. godine.
And it went.
I prošao.
And then we have the spring or the first disappointment.
I tako je došlo do prolećnog ili do prvog razočaranja.
But fortunately for the movement,
ali na sreću po pokret,
there had been no specific date.
Nije bilo tačnog datuma.
There had been some allowance for error.
I zato je tu bilo malo prostora za pogreške.
In computation.
I proračunavanje.
Thus, in the spring of 1844, there was no sudden disillusionment.
I tako do u martu 44. godine nije došlo do iznenadnog razočaranja, mislim gubljenja iluzija.
And the Millerite movement would escape disintegration.
I celi pokret se nije raspao.
By April of 1844,
negde u aprilu mesecu 44. godine,
the Millerites were reevaluating their position.
Milleriti su ponovo razmatrali svoja stanovišta
and claimed that they needed to keep on preaching.
I zaključili su da moraju da nastave propovedanje.
That the Lord would come at any time.
Da će Gospod doći u bilo koje vreme.
By the summer of 1844,
negde u leto 44. godine,
Millerism stood quite distinct as a separate religious movement.
Millerizam je stajao na neki način odvojeno kao jedan priznati verski pokret.
With its own ministers.
Sa svojim propovednicima.
Its own Advent associations.
Sa svojim udruženjima.
And in some places its own meeting houses.
I na nekim mestima sa svojim vlastitim bogomaljama.
The majority of the Millerites were probably still in their denominations.
Većina Millerita verovatno u to doba i dalje bila u svojim prvobitnim crkvama.
But maybe 50,000 had come out and formed distinct congregations.
A možda negde oko 50,000 njih je izašlo iz crkava i formiralo svoj posebni pokret.
Now, not long after the first disappointment,
ali ne dugo posle prvog razočaranja,
the Millerites found a text.
Milleriti su pronašli tekst
to sustain their faith during this waiting time.
Kojim su želeli da ojačaju svoju veru u toku ovog razdoblja čekanja.
And that text was Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3.
A taj tekst je bio u knjizi proroka Avakuma 2:3.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
jer će još biti vizija za određeno vreme.
But at the end it shall speak and not lie.
A na kraju će kazati i neće slagati.
Though it tarry.
Iako će odocniti.
Wait for it.
Čekaj ga.
Because it will surely come.
Jer će sigurno doći.
Now, that text,
ovaj tekst
would tie in with Matthew 25,
povezan je na neki način sa tekstovima u Mateju 25,
which said that the bridegroom didn't come as soon as they expected,
u kojem stoji da se ženik nije pojavio onda kada su ga očekivali, dakle ženik je odocnio.
And so they had a tarrying or a waiting time.
I tako je došlo, dakle, do tog vremena zakašnjenja.
And so as we move into the summer of 1844,
i prema tome kada se nađemo u leto 44. godine,
Millerites began to think of this time as the tarrying time.
Milleriti su počeli da označavaju to vreme kao vreme oklevanja, čekanja, zakašnjenja.
They could expect Jesus at any day.
I da mogu da očekuju da Hristos dođe bilo koji dan.
But they needed to keep on preaching.
Ali da je potrebno da nastave propovedati.
During the waiting time.
U toku tog vremena čekanja.
Now we have a question back here.
Imamo pitanje.
How they connected those two texts? According to what?
Okay. I'm not sure how you interpret tarrying time in Serbian.
Ne znam na koji način vi prevodite ovo vreme, tarrying time, vreme oklevanja, kašnjenja, odlaganja. Da.
But the best way to possibly think of it is waiting time.
Mislim da je to najbolji način da se prevede kao vreme čekanja.
And they connected it verbally.
A oni su povezali to na osnovu samih reči.
I am not saying that that is the best exegesis of the text.
Ja ne kažem da je to bila najbolja egzegeza teksta.
But they had several texts, including Matthew 25, that gave the same idea.
Ali oni su imali nekoliko tekstova na raspolaganju, uključujući onaj u 25. poglavlju Mateja, koji je isto to govorio.
That there would be a waiting time.
Da će biti vreme odlaganja.
Now, my guess is that the way they came across that text in Habakkuk,
moja pretpostavka jeste da kada su oni naleteli na ovaj tekst u knjizi proroka Habakuma,
is they use their concordance.
Zato što su u konkordansu našli da on i sadrži istu reč.
And they found the word tarry, wait in.
I našli su tu reč tarry, to vam je kad kasnite, kad odlažete, kad oklevate.
In Matthew 25,
našli su tu istu reč u 25. poglavlju Mateja.
And when they traced that word down through their concordance, they found every other text that used the
same
word. I onda
tražeći tu reč u konkordansu, našli su sve druge tekstove koji je sadrže.
So my answer to your question is probably by the use of a word.
Dakle, moj odgovor na tvoje pitanje je jednostavno tražeći tu reč.